Oh, the broad sweep of the First Amendment. Freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press. Read the language in a vacuum and you'll come away certain that it applies to all. Those freedoms are for everyone at every time. But of course, they aren't. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. And we don't call prison the slammer for nothing. Imagine those bars slamming shut, a barrier of sorts between prisoners and, among other things, First Amendment rights. Prisoners' First Amendment rights are restricted, sweeping language of the amendment itself aside. And that goes far beyond the legal advice case the United States Supreme Court decided a few days ago. Take freedom of religion. Well, yes, prisoners can practice their chosen religion to a point. A prison in Iowa can't force a Native American to cut his braid, for example, but an Arizona prison warden can confiscate a prisoner's materials from his Religion of Racism, a book written by a self-proclaimed pastor who advocates white supremacy. And a prison in Massachusetts can prohibit a prisoner from praying in his cell on a multicolored rosary. Those multicolored beads on a string might be taken as a gang symbol, the state argued. And the prisoner had an all-black rosary at his disposal, courtesy of the warden. No violation of the First Amendment. In First Amendment cases that begin in a prison cell, a court generally defers to the warden's decision. Who is a judge to tell the guards what's appropriate behind bars, opinions often read. So if the warden decides the racist book, the rosary beads must go, all he must show to withstand constitutional scrutiny is that his decision is reasonably related to the legitimate concerns of the prison. For example, in the recent Supreme Court case, the prison argued it kept the two inmates apart for the right reasons. The legal eagle was a high security inmate, and the guy needing legal advice was maximum security. Under pre-existing prison rules, the two should not communicate, First Amendment or not. Which brings us to freedom of speech. No communication allowed between those two inmates. The prison's security concern trumps the prisoner's right to legal advice. Just like in the case of the South Dakota prisoner who wanted to receive certain catalogs for certain products in his prison cell. I wish I could say more, but I can't. The court decided that the prison had every right to intercept those catalogs and toss them. There might be chaos, so to speak, if prisoners had access to the racy material. And that's a legitimate purpose. The warden can step on First Amendment rights in such a case. That prisoner also raised freedom of the press concerns. But a better example is a case from California involving the San Quentin News. Prisoners are editors, reporters, and readers. But the big guy, the publisher, the ultimate authority, is the warden. And he can very much control what reporters report, what editors publish. There's a freedom of the press, but the San Quentin News is not the New York Times in so many ways. So yes, the First Amendment promises many things. Just ask that jailhouse lawyer. Or don't. It all depends on where you call home these days. I'm Amy Guida.